Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Besides Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary and I'm joined with Josh, and our guests this week in part two of the Armor of God are Shannon and Kara.
Hello. Hey, glad to be back. Glad
welcome back for part two.
Amen. Part two.
Hallelujah. Kara and I can never wrap it up in one session. I think every single thing we've done together, there have been two parts.
Yes. Hey, that's wonderful. Listen, when the Holy Spirit takes over, we just let him.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Praise God. Well, we left off last week. You know, we were talking about Paul, you know, writing a letter to Ephesus. And then 30 years later, John, you know, reiterated what you're doing wrong. Okay.
And they were.
And then, you know, we were talking about putting on the armor of God. And we spoke about girding our loins with truth, which is the word of God. And we spoke about the putting on the breastplate of righteousness. And we're going to talk more about where to find these.
Yes.
Because every one of us need to know where to find these things and what to do with it.
Well, let's go to the book of Ephesians.
Let's go.
And if you haven't read the book of Ephesians yet lately, you should just read
it.
Six chapters, easy to read, and it is full of goodness.
Amen.
But Ephesians chapter 6, we're going to read a few scriptures that lead up to what we've been talking about. Verse 10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." It's so important. He's given us these pieces of armor to empower us, to strengthen us, to help us to live this life in victory. We could not live this life in victory if we're not putting these on a daily basis. Because it says we're not wrestling against people. No. We're not fighting against each other. The battle's not physical. It's spiritual. And it requires these spiritual elements of the armor of God.
Yes, and he says in verse 10, finally. Because he has been telling them the biblical doctrine. He's been telling them how to live. And then he says, okay, finally, you need to know this. This is so important. If you are doing all the things that I just described to you, you're going to need this armor of God. Mm-hmm. And I keep thinking of the word stand. To me, stand is so important because his description coming from a Roman soldier, that Roman soldier wasn't going to be rocked back on his heels. He was going to be pushing forward. Mm-hmm. And I was just sitting here thinking, you remember the game Red Rover, mm-hmm. call somebody over? Mm-hmm. Whenever you played that game, you didn't lean back and get knocked down.
No.
You were leaning into
You're
it.
You're braced.
So we need to lean into God's word. Mm-hmm. We need, like we've talked about,
Amen.
We need to be leaning into the power of his word because we have to be strong in the Lord. We're not strong. You, Mary, have talked about how we cannot ourselves fight against the devil. And you were talking about the struggle is not against flesh, that we need to be kind and to the people that we encounter every day, that our struggle is against the supernatural out there. But we have an omnipotent, omnipresent God who knows everything.
Amen.
And the devil does not.
That's right.
So we need to remember that
and
use God's strength and power whenever we're fighting against the things of the
world. That's right. The devil is not God's equal.
No.
He's not God's opposite.
No.
You know, a lot of people think there's God and there's the devil and they're opposites. That is not true.
It is not.
God has no rival. He has no equal.
That's right.
This battle's not between him and Satan. This battle's between us and Satan. We're still living on this earth and we have a spiritual battle to fight, but God is above it, over it.
Absolutely. Satan was God is the creator.
Yes.
Satan is the creator.
He is a fallen angel.
Yes, he is.
He is a fallen angel. And every evil thing devised on this earth is is devils.
Yes. Flows from
fallen
him.
Angels.
Yes.
Yes. And we have this power and authority
right.
to use on this earth. But
he's the opposite of God in that God is perfect and pure and amazing.
Evil might be the opposite of God.
There you go.
Right.
That's right.
But yeah.
Because that's what Satan chose to pick up and take off with.
Right.
So that's why he couldn't stand. He couldn't be in God's presence any longer.
Right. But he didn't leave us here.
Unprepared.
To fight. Unprepared. No.
Yep.
No. We're fully prepared. If we know the truth. If we know what God's word says and we know know how to grab a hold of that.
And he prepared us with this armor. Because number three on our armor, you know, like I said, we've done the gird our loins with truth, put on the breastplate of of righteousness,
found in verse 14 of chapter 6.
Yes, of Ephesians. And then number three would be to shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, that's found in Ephesians 6:15. You know, to be ready to share the gospel, we need to be prepared to share the good news of Jesus with others. Words and actions, strive to maintain peace with others, even in difficult situations. But Shannon shared something with us about a Roman soldier's shoes.
Yeah.
Would you share that with us?
Something I read recently was that, you know, every piece of the armor is a weapon.
Yes.
And the shoes were no different. On the bottom of a Roman soldier's shoes were what they called greaves, which are basically, I mean, weapons in and of themselves.
Right.
I don't know, you know, sharp. They have sharp undersides so
kinda
that they
like
can
knives.
Either get traction.
Yeah.
Or you could even use them as a weapon.
Or spikes.
To somebody on the ground, spikes, something
yes.
like that. So it provided them a firm foundation, kept them from slipping, kept them from falling, and also could be used as a weapon to somebody on the ground. Yeah.
Well,
you start to think about each of these elements as weapons
right.
in and of themselves. So peace is a weapon for us. We
Amen.
Walk in peace, and you don't think of that as being a weapon
right.
against evil, but it is.
It is.
Yes, it's so important in life. The things we seek, or the thing we seek, is to be at peace. I always said my home was where I could go where there was peace. And that was so important. And peace for me is one of those things that I strive to maintain, but only through Christ. Whenever we can shod our feet in that, and knowing that Satan is going to try to put obstacles in our path.
Right.
And he's going to try to make us falter and fall
right.
From following the Lord, being obedient and sharing the gospel. But when we have ourselves readied, it says in verse 15, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace, God's word. We're ready because, like we talked about last week, we're studying, we're praying.
Right.
We're in God's presence and seeking to do the things he wants us to do and wants us to know.
Well, you remember in the scripture where Satan tempted the Lord. He tempted Jesus, you know, and he would say, "Just why don't you just do this? And why don't you just do that?" And what did Jesus say? It is written.
Mm-hmm.
It is written. He just brought the word that back to him and defeated him with it.
Exactly.
He didn't get bent out of shape and say, "Listen here, Satan, you know,
I'm a leader."
That's right. He just said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." He spoke truth. He spoke the truth to the liar.
Exactly. Because that's who we're facing
that's
is
right.
the liar.
Yes.
Yes.
We're getting into the sword too now.
That's right.
Yes.
Now come on.
Yes.
Mary's ready to get into the sword.
Yes, I am. I am. Are we ready for step four?
Yes.
Okay, let's put on this piece, okay? Take the shield of faith. This is found in Ephesians 6:16. Trust in God's promises. Have unwavering faith in God's promises and his ability to protect and provide. extinguishing fiery darts.
I read a thing that I thought was really interesting. It said that, and maybe you've read it in your book, that the Roman soldiers' shield was heavy, heavy hide, and that then they dunked that in water before they went into battle, so that whenever the arrows that were flung at them maybe were wrapped on the ends with something that was could be set on fire, it didn't burn their shield up because their shield was wet and it extinguished it.
Extinguished all those fiery darts.
Yes. And so we need to be dunking
That's good.
Ourselves in God's word and in prayer in the spirit. So that
He is the living water.
That's right.
Praise God.
Yes.
That's good. I like that.
We have to have faith.
Yes.
Can't please God without faith. But He's so faithful.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us every reason in the world to walk in faith, to carry that shield of faith around. He's so faithful to us.
Yes.
And every step, He's faithful.
Because we have to stand firm in the faith.
Yes, leaning into
yes.
what we are against.
That's right.
Fighting against.
I like that. That's good. You ladies are on it. I'm just saying. Okay. Now, step five, or piece five, take the helmet of salvation. Protect your mind. Guard your thoughts and emotions, rejecting negative or ungodly thoughts. Focus on God's truth. Fill your mind with God's word and truth, allowing it to shape your thoughts and perspectives.
You know, whenever I... Do you physically put on your full armor? I mean, do you ever like pray it through? I do. Maybe it's because I'm one of those people
that has to. More.
But whenever I put on my helmet of salvation, I'm reminded of the word salvation means sozo, which is whole.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just saved from hell, but we are made whole.
Yes.
And so when you put that on your head, you mm-hmm. just know I am walking in wholeness today.
Praise God.
He has made me right. He's made all things right for me. Now, everything may not be right today, but I am whole in health,
yes.
in mind, in body, in soul, and spirit. I am whole in God.
Praise
That's
God.
What salvation means.
Yes.
It's bigger than just I'm going to heaven. It's I walk in wholeness here on earth.
But you know, something that when you said that about that, the thief on the cross. You know, we make salvation so hard because we want to think that our works are going to get us there. That
no, it's
nothing to do with that. The Bible says when Jesus was dying, you know, and everything happened, and he said, "Surely thou art the Son of God." And Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise."
It's that simple.
That simple. He didn't have to do any. He didn't. I've always said this. He didn't have to crawl down off the cross, do all these fancy rituals. You know, he believed. John 3:16 said, "Whosoever believeth in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life."
Yeah, and to ever walk around feeling as if you're not good enough,
no.
or you're not going to make it, is as if to say the blood of Jesus isn't enough.
Right.
It's enough. It's enough.
All
it's enough.
You need. It went from Genesis to Revelations. And covered it brought them all out of Abraham's bosom.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Don't get me started.
But the devil wants us to he wants us to feel as if we fail.
Yes.
We failed.
Yes.
We messed up.
Yeah.
We're not whole. We're not right with God because we mess up.
Right.
He shed his blood once and for all.
Yes.
Once and for all. And we're whole in him.
Right.
Yes, we have to repent. Yes, we have to make things right. But we can walk around with that helmet on, knowing that
yes.
We're whole.
Right. And it covers such a vital part of our body, our
yes.
brain,
mm.
which controls our mind and thoughts. And just like you were saying, the devil's constantly picking. He picked at Eve. Did God really say that you would die?
Do you know why? Misery loves company.
Right.
He is doomed.
Yes.
He has no hope. He
and
knows
he wants
he's
to drag
beaten.
Everyone down with him
yes.
that he can.
All of God's, especially if you love God. And he can take you away from God by getting you to turn from God and turn to him. Wow.
Or even interrupt your, even interrupt you being a person sharing Christ. sharing him with others.
Shut you down.
Yeah. Even if he may not take you away, but he's going to keep you from being the person you need to be to share, to plant the seed.
That's good. Yes.
So.
Yeah. You know, they say that the mind is the battlefield.
Yes.
And yeah, like you're saying, that protects our minds, our thoughts. We put them under the blood.
And think about the battlefield that goes on in lives today.
Yes.
Oh,
and
so
our younger people, because of social media, in almost any age group, to the point that they're so unsure.
Right.
There's so much going on within their minds that it's not peaceful.
Right. You know, because God loves you. That's what we need to let everyone know. God loves you yourself.
He made you just in His own image.
Yes. Your identity as a child of God is so simple. He loves you. No matter what you've done, you can always come back. You can always repent. Paul said, I repent daily. Paul, who was chained to Roman soldiers and wrote the letters and did all the things.
We're born into that.
Yes, our flesh is sin.
Mm-hmm.
Our flesh is born into sin. That's why it doesn't care what you do, because it's not going with you.
And when you think Paul, it isn't. This just crossed my mind. When you think about Paul's personality, describing this armor, he was probably the one that said, put the armor on.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Finally, be strong.
No, be strong.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Well, you know, and Paul wasn't a soldier. So like you said earlier, I believe you said it in part one where he was, or maybe you said it earlier, whenever it was said. Anyway, he was chained to him, you know, and they're like, oh, I've got Paul today. That's great. But don't you know, Paul said, what do you wear that for? What does that piece do? Because Paul wasn't a soldier.
No.
Not in that sense.
But he figured it out.
But he said, what's on your feet? Why are you wearing that? That looks uncomfortable. So he learned what those pieces were from out of the mouths of the Roman soldiers.
Yes. But I think he also is boldly saying,
yes,
get it together.
Yes.
Get the armor on.
Oh, he is to them,
to the Ephesians. And this was a circular letter, they felt like. It went to the churches of Asia Minor, which is present-day Turkey. Whenever you can connect those things, I think that's pretty interesting.
Which is where
Thank
the ark landed.
Ooh. For connecting them for me, because I'm never going to connect. Those are the pieces that Shannon doesn't connect.
Yeah, that's where the ark was. I mean, there's a lot of things.
A lot of history there.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Kara.
Now we're on piece six.
Yes.
We've almost got the whole armor on, folks.
Yes, and this is so important.
This is a good one. I like this one. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, Ephesians 6:17. Regularly read and study the Bible, seeking to understand God's character and will. Memorize verses. Listen, what did David say? Write your words on the tablet of my heart that I might not sin against you. Now, if David needs to say that and pray that, we do too.
Right.
And the Bible says if we pray according to God's word, we know He hears us.
Yes.
And we know that we have what we've asked.
Yes.
And how do we know if we're praying God's will? We can pray God's word.
Yes.
If you pray God's word, you know you're praying His will. You know He hears you, and you know He'll answer, because that's exactly what it says He'll do.
He wants you to bring His word to Him.
Yes, and remind Him of it.
Yes.
And I love to pray God's word, because I know that He watches over His word to perform
it. Yes.
Yes.
He's watching over it to perform it. And every time we say it,
He's like, listening.
She knows.
Yes.
And I'm going to go do it, because he's going to perform.
He says what He means, and He means what He says.
Yes.
If He said whatever, He's going to do whatever.
Exactly.
That's why Moses, you know, when in the Israelites, you know, he was like, I'm just going to destroy them, because they are not. They built a calf. Here I have brought them out of bondage, and here they built this calf. And Moses said, Lord, if you kill them, who's going to bear witness to what you did? And he said, all right, I'm going to kill these few, but no.
Praise God we live under the new covenant.
Praise God. Exactly. Yes.
I would have done that wrong.
Praise God.
Praise God for Jesus.
Something that I feel like the Holy Spirit brought to light for me through this study was the fact that we know that our prayers are eternal.
Yes.
And Paul constantly said, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. This was an eternal prayer from then which was originally for Jews. Mm-hmm. That's what he said, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. He prayed for us.
Yes.
That is an eternal prayer that lasts forever.
Yes.
And I thought, oh my gosh, you're so right.
Yes.
And so that
was
Jesus'
blood is forever.
Ever.
He bought
his
us.
His word, this shield that is guarding us, the sword of the Spirit.
Yes.
Is in our hand. It's our offensive weapon or our defensive weapon that we have.
The Passion Translation calls it the razor sharp spirit sword of the spoken word of God. And I love that. That's stuck in my head. And I say that.
That's good.
Isn't that neat? The razor sharp.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
That can.
It is. It's a great weapon.
It cuts through everything. It can cut through so many different layers, even dividing sinew and however that verse goes.
Yeah.
It is so good.
Well, it cuts through all the lies of the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he's just lies. There's no truth in Satan. There's no truth in what he uses to deceive us. So the word cuts through it all.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Praise God.
Divides soul and spirit, right?
Yes.
And isn't that what we want?
Right.
I want the word of God to separate my soul and my spirit, right? Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. Those are the things that want to be contrary.
Yes, they get us
in
trouble.
And God's word, can cut that off.
Yes.
Clean that off so that the spirit man is stronger.
Amen.
Amen.
I love it.
God's word. I'm so thankful.
Me too. All right, we're down to part seven.
Okay.
Equipment piece.
Praying
seven.
Always
yes.
with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
Yes. Amen.
And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Prayer, prayer, prayer.
Yes. Be persistent.
We can go straight to the throne of God.
Right. We don't have to go through anybody.
No, and anybody who says you
go
do.
Through Jesus.
Jesus
he says you
got to
go through
priest.
Him. That's right. Amen.
And we can go straight there. And we can ask him for whatever we have need of.
Exactly.
Which should be wisdom,
and,
knowledge, understanding.
Yes. And when we don't know what to pray for,
right.
it says pray in the Spirit.
Right.
The Holy Spirit will make intercession for us when we don't know how to pray. We can pray in the Spirit.
Right.
You know, he says, I'll provide all your needs according to my riches and glory. What did he say when he said to Solomon, what do you ask anything of me and
wisdom.
You can have it? Solomon said, wisdom. Why can't we have that? We can.
We can.
Well, Ephesians promises it.
Absolutely. And we need it.
He gives all men liberally, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how
are you going to ask for it? Prayer.
Prayer, yes.
And persistent prayer.
Persistent prayer with expectation.
Yes. You know, I think of that when I hear that, persistent. You know, when you have, I have grandbabies, and they don't forget anything, okay? And it's a constant, I'm hungry, I need this, I need this, I want, can I have this? Remember, you said I could have this, remember, that is how we need to be in prayer, is pounding it in. Lord, remember your word said. Remember, you said, you told me, you promised me, whatsoever I ask, believing, I shall receive it. Believing, you have to believe it to receive it, you know, and that is how I see that.
And he did say we have to ask.
Yes.
He did. He said ask.
Right. I mean, can you read, if you have a relationship with someone, we're friends here. We're all friends. We love one another. But I can't read your mind.
No.
So when you say, well, why are you mad at me? Well, you didn't ask me to go to lunch. Well, I didn't know you were hungry. You
I'm
should have said,
oh,
me too, honey. Me too, honey. But you see what I mean? Like, I can't read your mind.
Right.
I don't know that what you need until you speak it. So even though God can read our
minds,
even though he can read our minds, he wants us to have a relationship with him.
Yes.
Exactly.
Where
we can't
come
read
to
his,
him.
You know.
Where we can come to him and talk to him. And not even ask, but just come and talk to him.
Right.
And that's what prayer is. I mean, there's supplication, which is asking.
Yes.
But just praying, just talking to him.
Amen.
Loving on
him.
Telling him thank you.
Give it all to him.
Praising him.
Yes.
Yes. Wow, this has been great.
I think verse 19 is also good. He says, Paul says, pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, my words may be given to me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. He didn't say, hey, pray that I get out of these chains.
Right.
Pray that they give me enough food. I'm really cold. Send a coat or have them build a fire. He wasn't praying that. His prayer was that he was effective.
What is that translation?
This translation, I think, is New American Standard.
In the King James, he says, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
He says that I may open my mouth boldly.
Yes.
And we know Paul's made it, but we have that prayer to pray for each other and for ourselves.
Yes.
That as a body of Christ, we can boldly do what God's asked us to do, and we can't do that without this armor on.
And you can boldly go to the throne.
Yeah.
Because when we go
bold. Because we got that breastplate of righteousness
on. Glory to God.
That helmet of salvation, so we can go right on in.
Right.
Praise God.
Our feet are shod and ready to go. We are ready to get out of there and do what God is asking.
Yes. You know, even though Paul was in physical bondage, he was chained to soldiers, he was in prison. You know, our spiritual bonds are just as strong sometimes. And they bind us up and they prevent us from doing what we need to do. But we can break those chains with our armor.
Yes, we can.
That's kick it with them fancy shoes you were talking about, Shannon. I mean, get after it. That's what we are called to do.
Yes.
Praise God. Well, we've come to the end of our time again.
And it was so good.
I know.
I loved it.
We could keep going, y'all. I'm just saying. But I hope that we have gotten everything out there that we need. And if we haven't, y'all, it's in Ephesians chapter 6.
Exactly. Go read Ephesians chapter 6.
Read all of Ephesians.
Read Ephesians. There's so many promises and so much instruction about living.
Yes. You can listen.
Prayers to pray.
Just read it.
There's prayers in Ephesians that are powerful too.
Yes.
Pray God's word.
Yes. Speak it over your life.
Yes.
Speak it, because our words are powerful.
Yes. Powerful one way or the other.
Yes. Exactly. Good or bad, but powerful. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to ask Shannon to pray again because you're so good at it. Hey, listen, our friend Shannon has some powerful prayers. I'm going to tell you.
That's right.
That's right.
Oh.
We love it.
Oh, this is
And we love you.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, we're glad to have you anytime.
Jesus, we're so thankful. We are nothing apart from you. Apart from you, we can do nothing, but in you, we can do all things. And we thank you that you've given us this armor, that we have your word. We thank you for your blood. We thank you in Jesus' name that we have all sufficiency of all things tonight. We pray that your Holy Spirit would just move over everybody who's listened today, that they would be ministered to, that they would be encouraged and strengthened, and that your body would go forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, I hope that, listen, if you missed any of this, just go back and listen to it again. You can listen to it as many times as you want, part one and part two. And come back and listen to us anytime. We're going to have some wonderful sessions yet to come. So we want to thank everyone for joining us today. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening so you don't miss an episode. Please leave a review and share with your family and friends so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve, to reach, and to teach.